welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, my spiritual radio family. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been sharing on the Star of Bethlehem. And I was sharing that that star, if you will, is illustrative or a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Just as the star, the natural physical star, brought the wise men to Jesus, so the star of the light of the Lord, if you will, in the Holy Spirit draws us to a knowledge of Jesus. He's been given to reveal Jesus to the hearts of men. This rising of the star in the east is symbolic of a spiritual dawning, if you will. The coming of Christ, the birth of our Savior, truly ushered in a spiritual dawning in the lives of men, not only to the wise men, but to all men everywhere of all time. In Revelation, the second chapter, verse 28, the word says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And listen to this, I am the root and the offspring of David. Isn't that interesting? He's the very originator as well as the offspring, because he created. He's, you know, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou with my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Well, that's the wonderful thing of Jesus. He is the heir, the offspring of David, but he's also the very originator, the creator of human flesh. He spoke. He's very God and very man. And he goes on to say, I've sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. This is what he says. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And of course, there are scriptural references, the spiritual dawning of the Star of Jacob. Let me share some wonderful scriptures with you. 2 Peter verses 1 and 19 says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star, that's Jesus, arise in your hearts. Isaiah 61 and says, O beloved brother and sister, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Malachi 4 and 2 says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Luke 1 and 78 says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Praise God. Beloved, Jesus is the light of life. He is the light of the world. Hear what he says in John 1:9, he is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, verse 12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 9 and 5 says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 12 and 46 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Praise God. If someone's listening to me right now and you haven't experienced that light, all you have to do in sincerity and truth is open your heart to the Lord. Or perhaps you've walked with the Lord in the past, but the cares of life, the things of this world have drawn you away and you're not where you should be. Pray for just a moment with me, if you will. Father, those who have not accepted Jesus and had that wonderful experience of knowing you as the light of life, I pray the light of your presence right now will shine upon them. And Lord, that you will open their spiritual understanding. And Lord, that they will receive you as Lord and Savior. Lord, right now I come to you as a sinner. And Lord, I thank you that you are who the Word says you are, that you were born of a virgin and you died and rose again to save me from my sins. Come now, come into my heart, and I will live for you all the days of my life, acknowledging you as Savior and Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Lord, those that are far off, Lord, those that have sinned, Lord, I just repent and I come back to you. I ask you to forgive me. As it says in John, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I ask you, Lord, to restore me, not to the place I was, but in a new place in you. And Lord, that all the old things will pass away and there will be a new beginning, a new time of deep and wonderful fellowship with you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. Beloved, we have experienced the glorious reality of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6 declares, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Are you glad for that, beloved? Amen and amen. And so as he is, so are we. Think about that. I'm going to share some scripture with you. And if we are his body, in fact, as the scriptures say we are, then we have the work of ministry before us. In Matthew 5 and 14, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." He was talking to his disciples and all of his disciples through the ages. "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Beloved, we are to be beacon lights, pointing souls in a sin-sick, darkened world to the light, the glory, and the beauty of the day spring on from on high, whose name is Jesus. Praise God. Beloved, there's a wonderful reward to the believers. In Revelation 2:28, Jesus was speaking to the church of Thyatira, and he said, "I will give him the morning star." Beloved, that's the glory given to faithful saints. For soul winners and faithful ministers, a radiant shining of glory. Think of this, in Daniel 12 and 3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Oh, beloved, shall we not be as the wise men? We've seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Those were their words many years ago to Herod. We've seen a literal star. We've come to worship him. We're seeking truth. But beloved, the star of his presence, the precious light of the Holy Spirit, has brought us to him that we could worship him in spirit and in truth. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Beloved, he's been born anew in our hearts, and he can't be taken away from us. He can't be destroyed. He will never leave us nor forsake us. That was his promise. In Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 29, we know that Israel was scattered among the nations. But the word goes on to say, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." Beloved, if we will seek him, he will be found of us. What a wonderful time of year this is to reflect on the wonderful miracle of Christ being born among men. And as we do that, you know, not far off is a brand bright new year dawning. C.S. Lewis said that there are better things ahead than anything we leave behind. Isn't that exciting? To lay hold of this truth, affirming its veracity in heart and mind. Oh, beloved partner, beloved radio listener, if we'll do that, it will prepare our hearts for the joys that are before us in this new year. There are better things ahead than any we leave behind. Jesus has some wonderful things in store for us. Though in our earthly pilgrimage we'll never be free from trial and tribulation, yet our experience in God is from glory to glory. The words that Jesus spoke to Martha have continued to reverberate throughout the ages. One thing is needful. That's what Jesus said in Luke 10:42, to sit at the feet of Jesus and to learn of him and from him all that he deems necessary for our lives at the present. That should be our focus and our heart's desire. That's my prayer for you as well. I believe, beloved, this is going to be this year that is ahead of us, a time of increase, not just financially, but for those willing to give him preeminence in every area of our lives. Praise God. I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I'm just going to share this prophetic word with you. Beloved, as I spoke to Abraham, so I speak to you. Lift up your eyes, survey the place wherein you stand. Look to the horizon round about, and know there is much land for you to possess. Beyond that which your eyes are able to behold. Therefore, arise by faith, walk through the length and breadth of your inheritance, for I will give it to you. As Abraham, you may not understand how I will fulfill my word to you, yet faint not, and know that what I have promised in my word, I am also able to accomplish, says the father of Abraham and your father by the spirit of prophecy. Praise God, Lord, for your words that are spirit and life. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you this week, and I pray that you will be blessed in this new year that's upon us. I ask you to pray for me, for the Lord's will and direction for UCM, and I thank you for your faithful partnership and your prayers. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.